Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the West Virginia and Kentucky AFL-CIOs. We appreciate their support. Joining us today, we've got Alyssa Hansen. She's with the Tennessee AFL-CIO, and thank God her legislators are out of session.
I would agree with that. I think our entire council and the entire Tennessee labor movement would agree with that. We are very glad that session is done for the year. That's for sure.
There you go. You don't have to herd the cats anymore, but that's another story. Hey, and it's never nothing. It's always something. Right now, you guys are working very hard to remind your federal senators, Senator Corker, Senator Alexander, that, my goodness, there's things about the president's plan for health care, Congress's plan for health care, that 84% of the population in the United States don't like.
Well, absolutely, Charles, and that's the thing. You know, with us being out of session, we have a lot more time to focus on the federal issues, and obviously the American Health Care Act is front and center right now because, as everyone knows, it's a lot of the negotiations, or pretty much all of the negotiations, I guess I should say, are being done in secret.
Yeah.
So, our biggest goal right now, and we're, emphasizing this with our members, is to contact Senators Lamar Alexander and Senator Bob Corker and tell them, this plan is bad for not just for Tennesseans, but for all Americans, especially people with pre-existing conditions, people who need and depend on, the insurance that they've been able to receive from the Affordable Care Act. This knocks 24 million people off of health insurance. I'm speechless. There's no words for the damage that this would do. So again, that's what we're emphasizing with our members is that, we know many of you and, even us, we're fortunate that we do have insurance, but, that doesn't matter right now. What matters is that, we contact our federal officials, specifically our two senators, and let them know, that this plan is not good for Americans and that they need to vote against it.
And this is not a partisan issue. I mean, when you've got 84% of the population of the United States that are saying, no, do not do this, or no, we really don't like this at all, you would think that elected officials, elected folks, Republican, Democrat, Independent, doesn't matter, would listen to their constituents.
You would think so, and that's another thing we keep emphasizing. You hit the nail on the head with it, is that it's not a partisan issue. This is not Republicans versus Democrats or anything like that. I mean, it's life or death. That's what it is. I mean, for so
right.
many people. And, I mean, you would think that an issue like this, politics wouldn't matter, but, they do. But that's the thing that we're telling our members is that, yeah, they may not vote with us, on labor issues, the right way most of the time, but this is an issue where we need them to vote the right way. It is critical that they vote the right way. And, at the end of the day, it shouldn't come down to your politics. It should come down to just, basic human decency, I think, is what
right.
it boils down to.
And this is one of the occasions where labor is taking the lead. Labor is being the adult leadership in the room. And they are clearly acting on behalf of all working people, all people that need health care coverage, everybody that's got a mom kind of deal. And unfortunately, our members of Congress, both in the House and Senate, seem to get blinded by those shiny, bright, very large campaign contribution checks.
I think that's pretty accurate. But again, this is an issue, like you said, and that we've talked about, that affects everybody. It doesn't matter,
right.
what kind of insurance you have. If you have insurance, you are going to be affected by this. We will be affected by it. We're very fortunate to have wonderful, health insurance, but it'll impact us as well.
Absolutely.
So, it's one of those things that, it doesn't matter, how great you think your insurance is, you will be impacted if this passes. So, again, we're just making sure that our members, especially now that our state legislators are out of session for the year, that our members really, take note of the fact that, hey, Congress is still in session. So we need to make sure that we're getting in touch with our two senators and telling them that when and if this bill does come up in the next few weeks, they need to vote no, or we're going to remember it. And, they haven't, to my knowledge, neither of them have held any town halls in Tennessee or had any, you know, big meetings with constituents, you know, about the bill. And, you know, that kind of speaks volumes right there, unfortunately. So, you know, we're just making sure that our members are making the calls and sending the emails and telling Senator Alexander and Senator Corker that they need to vote against this bill.
There you go. Alyssa, I understand that you guys are also meeting with mayors from all around the United States. What's going on with that?
Well, later today, I should say, AJ and I will be meeting. We're going with some other labor folks in Nashville, some of the labor leaders, and we're meeting. Actually, it's just with the Nashville mayor, Mayor Megan Berry.
Okay.
She sort of put together a little labor advisory council headed up by her labor liaison. And this is just something that's been kind of in the works for about a year now. And we meet every so often, about once every quarter, and just talk about labor issues in Nashville. You know, we work on the relationship that we have with the mayor. You know, we find out, you know, kind of what's going on, you know, behind the scenes. And then, you know, one of the biggest things her office has been wonderful about is finding out, you know, what can her administration do for working families, specifically in Nashville. You know, we've got a dozen or more construction cranes up all over the city right now, which is great. But you know, we have to make sure that investment and that growth works for everybody, not
right.
just, you know, the people who are living in these high-rise condos and working in these fancy office buildings. You know, we need to make sure that the people building them can afford to live in them as well.
Right. You know, one of the very interesting things about Tennessee and Nashville specifically, the Grand Ole Opry, you have this thriving industry there based on music, a lot of people. And everybody and their brother is fiercely unionized. Talk to us about that.
They are. We've got a few union properties. I know, I'm trying to think in Nashville. I know IOTC members work at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, which mm-hmm. is, you know, the big historic concert venue. They work, oh, goodness, at a few, I'm trying to think, a couple of the bars downtown on Broadway. You know,
right.
where they have musicians come in. I mean, there's so many, and people don't think about it a lot, but there's so many labor-friendly venues.
Well, yeah, it's
amazing.
Yeah, it's not only the venues in the community, but I mean the Opry itself. The people playing in the industry are all members of the American Federation of Musicians.
Oh, they are, and one of the things, you know, that's what makes Nashville such a great labor city. You know, from the performers to the people behind the scenes. You know, the labor family, I guess you might say, is very strong in Nashville, and you know we're proud of that, and we're proud of the work that Mayor Berry has done to ensure
right.
that labor has a seat at the table, and you know the labor thoughts are taken into consideration.
You guys are doing a lot of great work down there, that's for sure, and I'm happy to hear that you're talking with the mayor, and you're going to continue to grow labor and continue to help not only working people in unions, but everybody else in the community. That's what we're all about.
Absolutely. And again, you know, we want to make sure that while Nashville's growing and it's wonderful, we want to make sure that prosperity is spread to everybody, not just a, you know, a small contingent, you know, and we're very fortunate for the quality work that our union family does to help make Nashville the great city that it is. And again, we want to make sure that everyone gets you know, a slice of that prosperity, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Healthcare, just like all of our congressmen and senators have for everybody.
Absolutely, and that's our goal, and we'll keep working until we have it, hopefully.
There you go. Alyssa, how do we find out more about you and the Tennessee AFL-CIO?
Well, there's three things you can do. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, and our handle is at TNAFLCIO. And you can also check out our website, and that address is www.tnaflcio.org.
There you go. We appreciate it very much, and we will talk to you soon. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.